Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tom Brady will be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when they open the NFL season next week. A federal judge has ruled that the NFL treated Brady unfairly in its review of deflated footballs used in a playoff game. The judge has thrown out the 4-game suspension that the league gave Brady. With us this morning to review the ruling is Northeastern University law professor Roger Abrams, who's an authority on sports and labor law. Good morning.
Good morning.
So many Patriots fans, of course, are celebrating the judge's ruling. They say it's vindication for Brady, but is it?
Well, the court never had to reach the question whether, in fact, Brady did it or didn't do it, because those were facts as determined by the commissioner. And this court made very plain on review it was not going to review the facts and the evidence, but rather the law with regard to the essential fairness that every employee is entitled to.
So then, is this a significant rebuke to the NFL? And I mean, the NFL certainly knows how to deal with these things. You sort of scratch your head and say, how could the NFL not understand the law on fairness?
Well, I think that really was part of the procedure that the NFL created. Under the collective bargaining agreement, almost every issue that arises, whether a player is fit to play or whether a certain bit of misbehavior warranted discipline, those matters go to an impartial, neutral arbitrator. But matters that go to the integrity of the game under Article 46 are reserved to the commissioner to decide. And he is not referred to as an arbitrator, and he certainly is not an arbitrator. He is a partisan. He's a management official. And so part of these errors, as the court found them, were the result of the commissioner being the commissioner.
So essentially what the judge said was that the commissioner, Roger Goodell, was overreaching in a lot of these things in his role as arbiter, but the judge didn't say that anything that would prevent Goodell from serving in that capacity again.
That's true. That is, Article 46 is not affected under the collective bargaining agreement, and all the commissioner has to learn how to do is to do it right. That's something that everyone should want, for the commissioner to do it right and to penalize those who deserve penalty as opposed to those who may be generally aware that someone is doing something wrong. That's hardly a standard.
Right. Now, the NFL is appealing. The statement from Commissioner Goodell said that there will be an appeal. It'll probably take a while. How big of a challenge is that?
I think the commissioner has a significant burden here. Courts of appeals generally do not reverse decisions of trial courts on matters involving decisions such as the one we have here. That doesn't mean there is no chance. But it does mean that once again the parties will be into the fray. I regret to report, with regard to Deflategate, we are merely at halftime.
Well, last question. I mean, there seems to be a lot of strong language here, and obviously a strained relationship, which maybe is no surprise between the NFL and the Players Union. But does this have long-term effects on that relationship?
It's just the continuation of a pattern which has gone back to the beginning, which in the beginning was when the union was formed. The parties have never seemed to work out a partnership, much as I think they have done now in baseball, where there were 9 strikes or work stoppages in a row. In football, they haven't gotten to that point yet. They could all use some relationship therapy.
So it's not just the Patriots per se. It's this long time strain on the relationship between the NFL and its players union.
That is correct, and I think we can foresee it's not over yet.
All right, Northeastern University law professor Roger Abrams, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.